Good morning, everyone. I hope we're all doing well today. Today's sermon will be on the parable of the sower, and the reading will be from Matthew chapter 13, verses 3 to 9 and 18 to 23. The key word for our sermon today is response. So I'm just going to read through the passages now. Verses 3 to 9. Jesus told them many things in parables, saying, "A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still, other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear." Verses 18 to 23. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed along the path. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word at once and receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they only last a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop, yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. So here we have a sower who scatters seeds which falls on four different types of soil. The sower we know is Jesus, and the seed is the word of God, and the soil is our hearts. So in essence, this parable is about four different responses to the gospel. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. Here Jesus shows us that the bird that came and ate up the seed is the evil one, and he snatches the word from us because sometimes we don't understand it. There have been many times I've read something in the Bible, but I don't fully understand it. Sometimes my mind is cluttered with other things, or I simply just don't get what it means. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. But it's so important for us to understand the word so it doesn't get snatched from us. It's wise to ask someone for help or ask the Holy Spirit to minister to us. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Having little to no root is insufficient for any plant to grow. So we may hear the good news and happily receive it, but we don't allow it to take root into our lives because of the troubles of this world. It's a superficial response to the gospel, and it relates to a term that I've heard many times, being lukewarm. It's a display of being outwardly enthusiastic about Jesus, but inwardly not taking it to heart and running as soon as trouble arises. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. It's so easy for us to become overwhelmed by the worries of life, whether it be money, family, friends, relationships, work, politics, education, the responsibilities that we have, and the list goes on. This soil refers to the person who is consumed by the constant pressures of life. The word gets choked and it produces no fruit. It may feel like there's too much to give up in order to commit to Jesus, when really, it's in him that we find peace and rest. Lastly, the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. The good soil is the person who responds to the word of God with an open heart and genuinely receives it into their lives. In them, the word of God has the perfect setting to grow and produce fruit. But how can we genuinely receive the word? James 1 verse 21 tells us to put aside anything that is immoral and evil and humbly accept the word that is planted in you, which can save you. See how James uses the word planted. The word of God is the seed, which is planted in us. We just need to be the right type of soil to accept it and let it grow. So what Jesus teaches us is that it is the condition of our hearts that determines how we receive and respond to God's word. Through faith, he wants our lives to exemplify the good soil in this parable.
Good morning, everyone. And thank you, Lara, for taking us through the two passages in Matthew chapter 13, with the parable of the sower and the interpretation of the parable given by Jesus to his disciples. So, in preparing our talk about these two passages of the Bible, Lara and I have had the very distinct advantage of looking at one parable that Jesus himself did explain. So naturally, that must be our starting point, looking at the meaning of the parable as given by Jesus, the very person who told the parable. Lara's done a great job helping us to see that. In the explanation of the parable given by Jesus, the farmer's seed is the message of the kingdom of God, the word of God, the message of salvation, of how God so loved the world and continues to love all humanity, and how he has redeemed every single one of us and called us into a close relationship with him. The message of the kingdom of God tells us that he has made it possible for us to live life abundantly and fruitfully, despite all the troubles, sickness, pain, worry, and challenges that we face every day. And then at the end of our lives on earth, to spend eternity with him. So it really is a life-transforming message. But Jesus makes one unique point. That message is a seed that only grows in the good soil. How can we then be that good soil? How can we be that fruitful seed? I think that over the course of our lives, how we respond to the message of Jesus, to the good news of the kingdom of God, can vary. We can be the stony ground, the thorny ground, the thin soil that doesn't allow for any roots, and we can be the good soil, all in the course of our one lifetime. I have certainly seen that played out in my own life. I think I would say that that is the story of my life as a Christian. Growing up, I heard the gospel in my teenage years, but I didn't really understand it. And I fell away. So for me, that was definitely seed sown along the path. I did not understand that there was a need, an ongoing need to ask for God's help to live his way. I knew nothing about the enabling power of the Holy Spirit, and even now, I am still learning. There were also times in my life when I deliberately walked away from what I knew to be the right way to live. Such a waste of time. So there was rocky ground, and there were thorns too. No roots at times. The attraction of what glitters but is not gold. All in the course of this one lifetime. Sadly, such a long time after Jesus has told and explained this parable, it is still possible for us not to understand such an important message and to allow the disagreement or opposition of others to discourage us, or the worries of life, of which there are many, or the attraction of money, wealth, and all sorts of other things, to take our attention away from the importance of this life-transforming message of the kingdom of God. Such things can still prevent us from really responding to the message. So how can we be that good soil on which the fruitful seed grows? Surely we want to be that good soil that Jesus presents as the best. Well, all is well. Jesus himself provided the answer for us. In John chapter 15, verse 5, we read the words of Jesus. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Jesus pictures us in him, as grapevine branches connected to him, who is the main vine. As we remain connected to Jesus, relying on him in prayer, reading his word and relying on it, asking for and receiving his Holy Spirit, we receive from him all the spiritual nourishment that we need to produce the best soil and to produce the best fruit of all, which is his love in our hearts. And when we remain so close to him that we're in him, we bear much fruit. We must remember that a seed planted takes time to grow into a seedling and then into a good strong plant. So with his strength made perfect in our weaknesses, may we all be that good soil where the message grows, and may we be strong branches in the vine. Amen.